Mark is the chief appraiser of the Brazos County Appraisal District, and it's getting to be a time for people who don't necessarily like the tax numbers that you sent them. So what do they do?
Notices will begin to arrive in the mailboxes probably Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. We still have a couple more runs to go, so everybody's not going to receive their notice this week.
Okay.
When you receive it, you need to take a look at it and look at the value, first of all, and see if you agree with the value that we put on your property.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't, you can file a protest. The form is on the back of the notice itself.
Yeah.
And it has all the address and all the information they need.
I'm not going to say that we can, and again, I've protested taxes before. A lot of people do. It is really not a contentious situation. What you do is you bring in evidence that you believe is helpful in your argument. They'll give you in return evidence having to do with the reason that these rates were set where they are. But to clarify a little bit, what are the things that actually are in control and kind of out of your control when it comes to deciding what this value is going to be?
Well, first of all, what the property owner needs to do is a little bit of research before they come in. They don't need to come in and tell us that their taxes are too high, because we have nothing to do with that. All we're doing is valuing the property. So they need to look and see if there are any issues with their property that we may not know about. We don't get in a lot of those properties, so sometimes we learn a lot more from the property owners than they do, from us when they come in.
Sure.
And that's good information for us. Then we'll take a look at that information and adjust the property if it's required. If we can't agree on a value, then they can go before a appraisal review board and have a formal hearing.
So now, and everything pretty much is now, let's say that somebody does want to protest, then they simply mail that back into your office, or they can fax it in or scan it in and email it to you. And then do they need to meet with someone, or do you review it first before there might be even any face-to-face?
Yeah, some people just mail them in and wait for us to respond to them, and we'll schedule a meeting for them. They'll come in and talk to one of the appraisers, staff appraisers, and if the value can be worked out, that's fine. We all go on down the road. If not, then they still can go to a formal hearing after that. But I would encourage a lot of people, if after they receive their notice, the earlier they come in, the better off. They don't have to have an appointment. They can just walk into our office beginning, mid to end of this week, and we'll sit them down with an appraiser and we'll show them what we did and how we did it, and get their information so they can avoid long lines
sure.
if they come in early.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm more comfortable than a lot of people going in onto the website and looking at that stuff. But all this is available on the web. I mean, you can see what your taxes have been historically. You can see what the taxes are in the neighborhood. I mean, it doesn't take a tremendous amount of effort to get educated about this, I guess.
It doesn't, and we'll be glad to help anybody that wants to help. You just give us a call. We'll let you know what it is you need to look at. And we'll give you all the data that we have.
And I think to simplify things, too, so people understand this, is that there are two elements here. There's the property, the land itself, and there's a structure involved, too. And some of those things, that's going to enter into it.
That is correct. We value the land as vacant and then value the structure. And the total valuation is what your protest is about.
Which, to invert this, if for some reason you have a structure that you're going to remove, be sure and do that before the end of the year. And then that, because I made that mistake one time, quite honestly, and didn't do it before the end of the year. And then later you remove the structure. Well, y'all take pictures. You look at Google Maps just like everybody else does, and that's
right.
How you figure it. And if it's there on the 31st, then it's there as far as you're concerned when the tax notice
comes
out.
And that could be a very good reason why you should take a look at that notice. I think a lot of people don't pay much attention to that notice until they receive a tax bill down the road.
Right.
Take a look at that notice, and if you had a structure, you've got to say a rural property with a couple barns or something, and you maybe removed a building or two. We may not know that because we're not everywhere on January 1st. So
mm-hmm.
We rely on the property owners, who have a responsibility also to be able to get the information to us.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's a partnership deal, but I think it's important for folks to know this is not a contentious situation. Come in with your facts. The appraisal district will have their facts available, too. And so, again, notices will be coming out in waves, and they should be starting up later on this week, but everybody should have them within a two-week period. Is that fair to say?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the faster you turn it around, that's fine. They want some more information, the website and phone number?
774-4100 is our phone number, and we're located on Briarcrest Drive, just down from the Eagle building, in a strip center, big sign out in front. And BrazosCAD.org is the website.
There you go. It's Mark Price. He's the chief appraiser of the Brazos County Appraisal District. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.